What's going on? Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redactor Shunt for the Twitter, on YouTube, and on Facebook is Official Wild On, Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
Ratchet and Clank of Podcasting is back. What's going on, people? My name's Redacted. His name is...
Shunt.
What's happening, bro?
Not much, man. Not much. You know, just chilling. I've got a couple sections that I'm going to help you out with on your show.
Really?
Yeah. I've got to add a couple sections.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. So I've got a nature segment, and I've also got a mini rundown. Because obviously you're against rundown.
Oh, fuck your rundown, bro. Just go into it.
This is it. Like, I've got Jeremy Carlson.
No.
It 2 trailer.
Dickhead, bro. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I need order. That's
what is wrong with you?
That's the reason. I need order.
Please.
Motherfucker.
Please.
And my nature segment, which I'm going to call a shunt. In the right direction.
Going off to a great start this week.
Great. I'm imposing a rundown, bro.
Smack your neck, bro.
Bro, I'll smack you in the neck first. So, any dumb shit to report on your side?
No.
None.
It's all quiet on the northern front.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
A lot of stuff. As I said before, my nature segment, which pushing, shunting in the right direction. So this morning, or should I say this afternoon, I went downstairs to fix myself a sandwich.
Yep.
The usual sandwich of champions. I call it the Shuntinator. Yeah, a couple layers of sausage, a couple layers of bacon, a couple layers of chicken, lettuce, some, peronaise, and on some nice soft bread.
Yep.
In the midst of this, I thought, I'll just check, my back garden, because there seems to be a lot of commotion. When I was looking out the window, I see a cat rolling around, I see a dead squirrel, and I see another cat looking onwards.
Yep.
I wish that the squirrel wasn't dead, but I come to the conclusion as I put my foot towards it, and squirrels are quite nervy creatures and literally fly away. And
I think it lying on the floor while a cat's rolling around would be the big clue that it's passed.
Maybe. So, upon my discovery, I then, face myself with two decisions. Do I casually ignore it and let somebody else deal with this shit because it's a lot? Or do I shoo the cats away and then go about my business? Or do I tell everybody about said dead squirrel?
Yep.
Alert them of my limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Go downstairs and deal with the matter without throwing up. I mean, it wasn't like guts hanging out and all that stuff. It just looked like it died of a heart attack or by a bird pecking at his eyes. I don't know.
That'd probably be after.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did the manly thing and I scooped the squirrel up with a snow shovel. And I threw it into the composty part of the garden. Not proud of it, but...
very manly.
But yeah, what would you do in that situation, Mr. Redacted?
I think I would have buried it in the garden.
Buried it?
Yeah.
At the ceremony?
Yep.
Fucking pussy. screw you, didn't
I? I'll throw it in the bin, bruv.
That's terrible, bruv.
It's not terrible. Just chuck it in the bin. Put it in a plastic bag. Throw it outside.
Yeah, but at least that way, the way I did it, it allows nature to take its course.
Yeah, it allows cats to come back and play with it on your front porch or whatever.
Oh, this is it. So back porch. Just needed back to.
Garden paved area.
It's crazy. You can't win that situation.
Well, no. Actually, what I would have done is took said snow shovel, flicked into the neighbour's garden.
See, that is it. But, like, the messed up thing is that it's kind of testy between us. Actually, that's what the neighbour probably did, actually.
Exactly. Well, who's going to know? How they going to know? How are they going to know it didn't die in their garden? They ain't going to know.
It's a bit dark.
And if they suspect, then there's something wrong with them. And, added bonus, if you find it in your garden again, then you definitely know they threw it in your garden.
Yeah, because it's mad, bro. It's mad.
But yeah, I would have done that or throw it in the bin.
I don't know. It's all good, though. It's all good.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, nature is quite cruel. That's one thing I will say. But what's really dumb about nature is just the concert of animals that were just... Like, one was, like, looking over, frowning.
Yeah.
Like, with disgust.
Yeah, because they had a fight over who's going to get to play with the dead squirrel. Yeah. And it lost. That's why he's watching on all sorty and shit.
Which is even more fucked up. That's even more fucked up.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think what really just, like, you know... separates us from the animals, and this is not me being sort of like, you know, pedantic or anything else like that. But I reckon what generally separates us from the animals is just that level of decorum, you know, of not playing with dead animals.
I mean, I'd hope it's a bit more than that.
No, I mean, like, I think it's because that's how we kind of, like, separate us from them.
Yeah.
We believe that everything's sacred, they don't give a fuck.
Well, I mean, in a way, we do play with dead animals.
Yeah, I suppose we skin them, we tan them, we do a lot with dead animals, yeah. Actually. Fair play. Perhaps a cat doesn't know how to fashion a squirrel into a jacket.
Also doesn't have need for one.
Exactly. A cat in a squirrel jacket will fucking blow my mind. Especially if it was made, like, as if it looked like it was made by a cat as well.
I want to see that.
You want to see a cat made squirrel jacket? Yeah, it's pretty fucked.
Yep.
I mean, you know, eating a dead animal aside, yeah, what else do animals do to other animals?
Fuck them.
Yeah, they fuck them, yeah. So animals will fuck other animals.
Yeah.
And eat them.
Yeah.
Whereas some people fuck animals. I ain't gonna lie. But yeah, we multitude their purposes. Like, who in the fucking right mind discovered gelatin?
Some dude.
What I'm saying, he's boiling up bones, bro.
Yeah.
Turned to a sort of spongy paste now. Couldn't use that. Saturday was later.
Yeah, of course.
Then he fed it to his kid with a strawberry flavouring.
Yes.
Now it's a dessert. It's a sweet treat. Bones. That being said.
Yeah.
And gelatine's also in beer.
Nice.
A lot of beer. And it's also in basically anything that has a consistency. It's either Akia gum or gelatin.
A consistency,
yeah.
I mean, everything has a consistency.
Yeah, but gelatin has a specific smoother consistency.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit fun. Also, tidbit of nature information.
Yeah.
This is real dumb shit, and we shouldn't really be speaking about this. I'm gonna scrap this segment.
Good. Congratulations. Let's do this.
So you weren't ready to start, but now you're ready to start. You wanted me to sort of like brief you on this like nature situation.
Well, I was born ready to start.
Okay, cool. Speaking of starting, Jeremy Kyle got suspended from...
Nobody cares.
I care.
Jeremy Kyle's a fucking scumbag. No one cares.
Bruv, no one cares about Jeremy Kyle. This is what did it.
What, like, him being a scumbag?
No. Not him being a scumbag. It's somebody dying.
On his show.
I don't know if it's on the show.
Bruv, this is what I'm talking about. Like, when you find out, you're going to tell me half a story for.
I can check it out now. I mean, like, Jeremy Kyle.
No one cares. No one cares.
This is it. I thought we were just going to discuss the fact of, like, this is what it takes to get rid of a chat show host. Somebody
died. Yeah, but you don't know. Like, someone died. Like, where did they die? Did they die on his show? Mm. Like, was he... Did he stab the person?
Well, this is it.
Did he chop the person in the neck? Like, what happened?
I don't think he did. I think it was a case of some form of consequence happened.
That someone committed suicide because he went on a big rant about how they're the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
And they're bottom feeding trash bag hoes or whatever. Mm. And they don't deserve to be alive. Mm. Whatever. Like, whatever tirade he felt that he was above this person.
Oh, yeah.
Who, without him... Like, he has no show, mm-hmm. and has no income, mm-hmm. Decided to rant on this person for no reason.
But then, you know, I'm surprised it hasn't happened earlier.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened earlier. Because obviously we don't know, because someone didn't bother looking at the story, we just read headline. If this person did commit suicide based on being on the Jeremy Kyle show, I am surprised it did not happen sooner.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it all depends. I mean, like, for me,
this holier than thou, or the self. A self-proclaimed or self-thinking or whatever guy thinks that his shit don't stink like everyone else's. Fuck him. Fuck that dude. If I saw him on the street, I will mess up his face.
I mean, I wouldn't hit him in the face or anything like that.
I would. I will crush his larynx, bruv.
Would you?
Yes.
Oh,
he is scum.
Apparently,
he's the worst kind of scum.
It's multiple guests. So
multiple guests, what committed suicide?
Whoa! Yeah, I'm just double checking to see if it was murder or suicide. But it's also like, So essentially, the guy has been on there for a couple of times. Yeah. I mean. And then apparently it's like guest DNA, blah blah blah. So let me structure this into a way that's funny and informing. So basically, on the brink of his show, interviewing Daniela Westbrook for the 80th time.
Okay.
And having
that bitch still alive.
Yeah.
That bitch still alive.
Yep, her nose is dead though. Gone. Yeah, so he was, like, doing Daniela Westbrook, former X Factor guest. I think it's because, real talk, I don't think that his show was cancelled because of this. It was done because...
Ratings, bro.
Not even just because... Well, the ratings were, like, fading, and on top of that, the show was stale. Like, it was stale.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why he cancelled something.
Again, I'm surprised that hasn't happened sooner.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it was already a stale format before. Like,
no, not really.
Not really. Of course, it was.
I mean, because I can still.
He's doing the same Jerry Springer shit, but less entertaining.
I know. I prefer Maury. I mean, like
more less entertaining, more opinionated.
No. Not even opinionated. More judgy. He's just very judgy.
I mean, potato.
This is it. Like, and the worst thing about it is that with these talk show hosts, you don't know nothing about what they're like beforehand, with the exception of, say, Ricky Lake. That chick from...
I'm sure he was like a... He had a gambling addiction.
Yeah, so what?
Alcohol addiction. Yeah, but like this is the thing. Like it's that's half of it. No, it's not relevant. But don't you think it's a bit hypocritical? Like you're gonna judge people for their lifestyle. Yeah, be it wrong or be it right.
Yeah.
Mostly wrong, but. Like, you're just going to go in hard on people when they've basically done similar shit to you. Like, you've lived a similar lifestyle to them. Like, you've lived a scummy existence, just like they have. But for some reason, you feel like you're better than them.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, the only reason why I know that this is a factual story is, well, actually, I don't know. Because I saw it on the beep, as it were. So I have been fact-checking recently.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, still not as bad as it is. So, speaking of bad choices as hosts, Brie Larson wants to be Samus Aran.
Okay.
From the Nintendo famous game called Metroid.
Okay.
Are you pro or against?
Indifferent.
Same.
So why'd you bring it up?
No, the main reason why is because I reckon Brie wants some of that Detective Pikachu money. That Nintendo biller.
I mean, it's not really going to be any different to Marvel money.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, like, if you look at it on paper, I mean, Samus Aran has got, like, there's no difference between Captain Marvel and Samus.
Pretty sure there's a lot of difference.
I mean, in regards to Space Adventure, Bounty Hunter, which Captain Marvel...
Well, Captain Marvel's not really a bounty hunter.
Well, she is. She's not meant to be, but she hunts down criminals. And, and the only difference is that enemies, I suppose, which is called Space Pirates, but they're like... And Ridley and then the Metroid.
Mm.
The Metroids are like, you know, life-stealing organisms. And then they mixed that with a bit of Aliens trilogy, as it were.
Yeah.
And they got, like, an element of the Metroids being part of Samus in her DNA.
Mm.
So if you're familiar with Alien Resurrection, part of her DNA gets mixed up, and then you've got another entity called Dark Samus, which basically erupted from some dark matter and blah, blah, blah. Whatever which way they want to do it, I would use the universe, because I don't think they're going to be using it. If they were to do a Metroid film... I don't think they'll use it in the verbatim way as, say, Mario Brothers, which obviously was a terrible, terrible decision.
Are you high?
What, Mario Brothers being a terrible, terrible decision?
No, that it was a verbatim, like, whatever, like, they stuck true to the source material.
No, they didn't fucking... No, but that's what I'm saying, like, Detective Pikachu, it made sense, because... It's a story from the world of Pokemon, rather than a story from the world of the real world, and then this idea of a video game, which is, you know, centered around, you know, monsters, dragons, and an Italian plumber, as it were. I mean, it sounds quite bizarre, but, you know, it captured the imagination of, like, millions into real life. Mm. It's not going to work. So basically, the idea is, how can I put it? When you clash a video game into reality, it doesn't work. When you go into the reality of a video game, it works.
Yeah.
So in regards to this,
that's why
one,
Sonic is not going to work.
Exactly. That's a literal sort of like description of what is Sonic, which is basically real world. Oh, what would it be like if Sonic was running around? It would be fucking ridiculous and pointless. That's what it would be. Although, speaking of Sonic, they are looking to redesign with immediate effect Sonic.
Yeah, congratulations. It's still going to be a shit film.
Yeah, it will be. But, I mean, like, this is the thing. It's like, what other video game are they going to do wrong again? I mean, what is the most maddest video game that they could ever attempt into a fucking TV show or film? I'm from Q-Bert.
Hmm?
Q-Bert. I mean, they've done it a little bit with Pixels, I guess.
Maybe. Really, but he was in Wreck-It Ralph as well. Yeah, briefly. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can make see, the reason why Wreck-It Ralph works is because it's in the world of a video game.
Yeah.
I mean, it acknowledges itself as a video game. I mean, I haven't seen Ralph Wrecks the Internet yet.
Yeah.
But I heard it's good because it jumps into the world of the Internet. See, when you jump into a world...
Ralph breaks the Internet.
He breaks the Internet.
Yeah.
So it's not Ralph Wrecks the Internet.
No.
Okay, fine. That would have been the better title.
I mean, either way, they would have had someone... say something to them.
Yeah.
Because yes, Ralph Wrecks the Internet works with he's Wreck-It Ralph, but the common phrase is breaks the Internet. So someone would have complained that way. They made a choice. I don't think it really makes a difference.
I reckon that's the wrong choice. To quote a certain Game of Thrones person.
Possibly. I mean, look, yes.
It's a mistake.
I mean, you could say that, but if they had Ralph Wrecks the Internet, there would have been someone else saying it was a mistake. So, you know, maybe I would have been saying it was a mistake. You know, it doesn't make a difference.
It does.
Ultimately, no one cares.
Well, that's it. Speaking of nobody caring...
I'm going to slap you.
It 2. Trailer. You see it, right?
Yeah, I did see it.
Your daddy's little girl.
No.
That's good. Because neither was she. And, yeah, that scene was fucked, bruv.
Was it?
It wasn't as fucked up as half the new remake of It was. I mean, this is the thing. It's like, the miniseries versus the film is unfair to do, right? I get that. I mean, the performance by Skarsgård is phenomenal. That's a real person.
Is it?
No. I mean, compared to actually...
Phenomenal?
Phenomenal's a stretch. It's good, or fine, as you would like to call it. And it's one of the better parts of the film. In regards to the Losers Club beating it, we kind of know it as sort of like the inevitable outcome. However, it looks more interesting visually. I mean, I've seen a lot more balloons... That scene with the old lady and the girl going back was quite fucked. It's better than the... What's that scene? The scene with the painting in the original one. It's better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's rumbling. I wonder who. It's not me.
That is you, bruv.
So not, bruv.
Your unprofessional ass.
No. Your ass. Unprofessional.
See, look at that. Got all the messages.
Hey, for me, bro.
Huh?
The last buzz was from you, and you know.
It was not.
Huh?
It was not.
That wasn't just you, yeah?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't just you?
Nope.
Shut your whole face, bro. My shit's on silent. You've got a fucking dildo in your fucking bag, or your phone's kicking off, bro.
No, to both of those.
No, to both of those. So what is your opinion on It 2 trailer?
I mean, it's fine, I guess. Back. You know. I mean, it's hard to get hype. I didn't even see the first one, so.
Yeah, I suppose. You saw the miniseries though, right?
Ages ago. Like, I was a child when I saw it.
I mean, this is the thing. The new one, for me anyway... It was okay, but it wasn't necessary. I mean, I've already given my opinion on, like, Stephen King.
Can't say it's not necessary.
Stephen King films...
Any film you could say is not necessary.
No, but I'm just saying, like, give me a Stephen King film that I haven't seen. That old book I haven't read.
Yeah, but obviously people want to see the popular stuff. They don't want to see...
Yeah, I get that.
1822 or whatever that fucking film's called.
What, 1408?
No, I was thinking about a different book you wrote.
I mean, 1408 was good. That's what I'm saying. Just give us... Because that was the whole thing about Stephen King before. It's like, it was great because you didn't know what was coming out of the mind of Stephen King, and all of these stories were good. Whereas,
yeah,
right now, when you do a reboot of a Stephen King thing, it's like, whatever, the original was better. The immediate thing that I saw with it, like, I thought, well, the TV series was done a lot better, and that was ages ago.
Yeah.
Tim Curry is fucking pathologically, psychologically intimidating as a clown.
Yep.
Whereas...
yeah, he was almost a Joker.
This is the thing. Would he been... I mean, I reckon he would have been a good Joker, but...
he wouldn't have been better.
Would he have been better than Jack? This is the thing.
I don't think so. Jack? Jack?
Mm.
Nicholson?
Yeah.
I'm talking about anime.
Animated.
Yeah, he was almost an animated series Joker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but... oh, so you weren't going to be a live-action Joker?
No.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. So, yeah. So, pretty much... other trailers. Can't believe I'm doing this. It's your show.
Yeah, exactly. Shut the fuck up, bruv.
I feel so selfish.
You are, yes.
I've got so many interesting things to say about things I know about.
Yeah, but when it's your show, you got nothing to say.
Yeah, I do. Have you?
Oh, no, okay. You have some stuff to say, eventually.
You're so pedantic.
Yeah?
You're so pedantic.
Bruv, you sort yourself out.
Sort yourself out, bro.
Suicide Squad.
So, Watchmen trailer.
Suicide Squad.
Watchmen trip.
Shut the fuck up.
Watchmen trip.
Talk about Suicide Squad, bruv.
Talk about TikTok, bruv.
Suicide Squad.
TikTok.
Suicide Squad.
TikTok.
Suicide Squad.
So in the Watchmen trailer...
Suicide Squad.
You have loads of Rorschach.
You have. Suicide Squad.
No, you don't.
Huh?
Suicide Squad's not in the Watch... not in this part of the DC universe. Not yet, anyway. So there.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Suicide Squad.
Bruv, fuck Suicide Squad.
Michael Rooker is going to be... well, he's in talks to be King Shark.
Thank you for sharing that information. My life has been alleviated.
Alright, watch. Watch when you bring up some shit I don't give a fuck about.
What do you mean?
Bruv. Watch.
Bruv.
Watch, bruv.
Bruv.
Watch.
Michael
watch.
Rocco.
Yeah.
What has he been in?
Mary Poppins, y'all.
That guy.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you've got shit to say, but you don't know who anyone is. Fuck you, bruv.
Nah, I just know him as Merle.
Yeah?
I just know that guy as Merle.
So you don't know him from Guardians?
Yeah, but I always call him Blue Merle.
Whatever.
No.
Whatever, bro.
Exactly, bro.
Whatever.
You, how many people will know that Michael Rocco is the guy that does Merle and the guy from Yandu?
Everybody in this space, bro.
Nice, bro.
Everybody
no
in
one
this
else,
space.
No one else knows him.
Everybody
other than Merle.
In
Merle
this space.
Is, like, basically, when your character actor gets really good, I mean, don't get twisted, Walking Dead season one had clusterfuck of great talent from the actors. Clusterfuck is like the best of
yeah,
the best.
Yeah, you're using that wrong.
Okay, fair enough. It's not clusterfuck. It's more.
Also, you're using pedantic wrong.
Yes!
It's been killing me for weeks.
Yes. Yeah. I knew. See, the fucked up thing.
Fuck you, bro.
Fucked up thing about me is I knew I was using it wrong.
That's why I didn't say anything the first time.
Exactly, it's a slow burner. That
fuck one. You, bruv. Fuck you.
If you notice, like, there's a sort of satisfying pause every time I say pedantic. You're being pedantic, sir.
Fuck off, bro.
See? It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Quiet, confident pause. It's not the reaction you expected. But yeah. Michael Rooker, I welcome him, but not into the Suicide Squad universe.
Why not? James Gunn, bruv.
Suicide Squad.
James Gunn.
Suicide Squad 2 is going to be great. And that's
exactly.
And that's the main reason why I'm out.
Just
because Suicide Squad 1 was so trash.
So what?
And they're going to X-Men the
so
fuck
what?
Out of this. X-Men
so
the fuck out of this.
What? They're not going to X-Men the fuck out of it.
They are.
Because the difference between this and X-Men is X-Men...
hey, you're not understanding my whole concept.
X-Men, what? Go on then. Go on then. Explain yourself.
I'm explaining myself now, just so you can get the point. X-Men 1, boring, like, say that original trilogy, right?
Yep.
Boring, didn't go anywhere, had no sense. All the problems of Suicide Squad 1 in over three films.
I disagree, but carry on.
Over three films.
I disagree, but carry on.
disagree.
I can disagree. It's facts, bro. It's not facts. It's not facts.
Suicide Squad 2.
It's your incorrect opinion.
Suicide Squad 2, yeah. Potentially first class.
Yeah.
When I say the X-Men the fuck out of it, is that the third one, Suicide Squad 3, is going to be a fucking... Was it... What's that fucking film that came out afterwards? After First Class?
Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past, or worse yet, another fucking apocalypse.
Days of Future Past is fine. Like, it's not my favourite, but it's fine. Like,
I've had it twice, and I haven't finished it yet.
Good for you.
Probably saved myself a lot of hassle.
And also, like, you're comparing five films, like a five-film series, well, five films up to that point.
You weren't five films, it's three films.
No, because you're saying all of the original part of X-Men.
I'm not including, all I'm including
is what you said. No, I'm including what you said, which is the original three X-Men films, First Class and Days of Future Past. That's five films.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in regards to X-Men the fuck out of it, they're literally making a...
Yeah, but this X-Men is where First Class. This is where your opinion tumbles. What I'm saying. Like, because
Suicide Squad 2 is Suicide Squad's First Class.
Yes, you said that. We heard you. Everybody heard you. We understand what you're saying.
If they're unable to secure James Gunn for the third film, it's gone.
Okay, you didn't say that, and two, why wouldn't they be able to?
Fucking Guardians of the Galaxy, he's back on Marvel, bruv.
And?
Fucking...
You know, what, he can't make more than one film a year? Or not a year, but you're trying to say he can't be on more than one film series?
Can't be on DC or Marvel.
Why?
Secrets.
Says who? What fucking secrets?
The secrets of the punch, bruv.
Chatting shit, bruv.
Okay, how many other people have been on both a Marvel and a DC project?
Loads of people.
No, I mean like loads of people. Director-wise, it's completely
director-wise.
We're not including X-Men because that's bullshit. In MCU.
Director wise, Bryan Singer.
Bruv, I said we're not including X-Men.
Fine.
They're all trash, they're in the same movie.
Joss Whedon.
Definitely. What Joss Whedon do we prefer? Marvel Joss Whedon or DC Joss Whedon?
No, DC Joss Whedon didn't make a whole film, so I mean it's hard to judge him on that.
I know, but why would he do that? I mean, fair enough.
It wasn't money. His choice.
Fair enough for the money, but come on. You know better than that, Mr. Whedon.
What?
I reckon they just brought him on just to buy clarity of a fan base.
That's possibly true, but it doesn't detract from the fact that he worked on both.
Yeah, but he made one and he kind of like fixed another.
So? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I mean, that Steppenwolf character was the worst, bro.
It doesn't matter. I mean, they probably asked him to do more than one anyway. There's no reason why he can't work on both. Plus, it's Guardians 3. That could be the last one for all we know.
It's not going to be the last one.
You don't know that. No. Why not? It could easily be the last one. Or it could be the last one that he ever intended on working on.
Mess.
Yeah, he probably didn't want to make Guardians for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but...
I mean, like, if he makes a free film, like a free film arc, fine.
Yeah.
Like, does he need to make four?
No.
Not really.
Although I do like the idea of 4-4 actually coming out and 4-4 being Fat 4.
I mean, maybe. It doesn't really make a difference, really.
Yeah, no, just the thing. That's another thing.
It doesn't make a difference.
That's another thing that's on the internet. People are outraged at Fat 4.
Just people are morons, that's why.
It didn't change his ability in being fat.
No, it doesn't. That's why people are morons.
It doesn't matter what you look like, it's who's the hero inside. And that's what's so beautiful.
Plus, his powers are fucking magic. It doesn't matter. He could be as big as a house.
That's so good. I nearly cried in the cinema. Okay, I did cry a little bit, but it's fine.
At what part?
Fat 4.
Really?
Yeah. Because, like, usually it's like, oh my god, he'll be out of breath and he'll be running around.
Yeah.
And, like, be sweating and shit. And Fat Four didn't break a sweat when he was firing that lightning.
Yeah, because he's magic.
Although he didn't chop off heads, which I was kind of... This is the thing. I chopped off a head? I like skinny, broody Four more than Fat Fun Four.
No, I'm not a fan of skinny, broody Four.
I like skinny, broody Four more than skinny, broody
Four. No, he's fucking boring. He just sits there... brooding, man. Was not interested.
I suppose you only have.
This is why the fucking DC universe was fell on its face, because they tried to make everyone brooding. Like, that doesn't work. All the characters can't be doing that shit.
Yeah, it's one character has to be was it Liberty?
I mean, I'd say more than one character, but yeah.
I mean, no, it's not even that. It's just not that serious. Like, if right in regards to the main reason why Broody Four was more of a joke rather than a stand. Like, because Broody Four came at what? Infinity War, right?
Yeah.
So, Infinity War, Broody Four. And that was only for like the last 5 minutes after they lost, right?
Yes. Wait, what? Say that again.
So, Broody Four basically lasted a lot less longer. I mean, Broody Hawkeye actually fucking worked though. Fucking love Ronin.
Yes. Would I have liked to see a little bit more of it? Yes. I didn't have to, obviously.
Yeah, because there's loads, but...
it would have been nice a little bit.
Fat Fun Four, I need to see, bro. I need to see more of it. And apparently, that's what they're promising in Guardians 3.
Fine.
Guardians 3, if he would have him.
Yeah.
Four will be in included in that. But this is another thing. It's like, Waititi... he made the best Four film.
He did.
A lot of people hate that side of Four,
is understandable.
But I really appreciate.
Like, if you like the other Four films, which they do have their fan base, I can understand why you wouldn't like that one.
Why would you do this to our character?
Yeah.
But then it works so well in fucking Endgame.
Yeah.
So well.
It does.
And that's good. It's good. Fat Four for the win.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need to have my list. The Watchmen. What do you think of Watchmen?
Yeah, it's fine.
I appreciated it.
It was fine.
I'm more interested now.
Than I am. Yeah.
Now that I haven't seen the backs of heads and you know logos, which was the whole thing in the HBO trailer thing, and it's like back of head and logo. Some familiar mask. Some non-unfamiliar stuff.
Yeah.
Watchmen. I don't know, I mean... I haven't got high hopes, as it were. I know that they're apparently doing the Doomsday Clock scenario.
I mean...
which is more of a sort of like... I don't know, it's a weird one. That because they done the Doomsday Clock thing in DC around about 2 years ago? Yeah, two?
It's not finished.
It's not finished yet, yeah. But I mean, they introduced the concept of Manhattan in the DC universe.
Oh, ages ago. Mm. Ages ago.
Which is interesting enough, but not great. I don't know what to say about that one. But yeah.
What did you bring up?
Watchmen, isn't it? TikTok. Obviously, the world's going to end, or the Watchmen's world is going to end somehow. And there's a Russian conspiracy, so it's good stuff. I like the fact that more than one person is in a Rorschach mask. It's confusing as hell, but I fucking love it.
I mean, maybe. I mean, it would be good if they. I don't know. If they knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're just. Gonna wear a mask and then get kicked in the face. It's a little bit less interesting.
Well, that wasn't that the whole Rorschach MO, get kicked in the face.
Not really.
I know, he's still like. I mean, what was his whole? I mean, like, I got the comedian. You know, he's a sociopath. But what was Rorschach's main ability other than just great detective?
Yeah.
That's it. That's his ability. You're going to send a grown man into a fucking field of murderers, killers and supervillains with the ability of a mask that does nothing.
just described Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. No, but he's rich.
So?
I'm pretty sure Rorschach isn't, like, from a wealthy background.
He's not, but it doesn't make a difference.
It does.
No?
So you're saying that when Manhattan was about to click him out of existence, he wouldn't have benefited from having a Batarang or a fucking Batmobile or a Bat...
No, he would not.
Yeah, you're right. That was just a trick question. Dr. Manhattan for the win. So, yeah. So,
Dr. Manhattan. Fuck that dude. That guy's a prick.
Yeah, he's a prick and he's OP. Definitely.
Which makes him even more of a prick.
Speaking of being a prick, I am Mother. That trailer looked mad.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's like, who do you trust?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I like the fact that it's kind of like an idea that Bradley and Jermaine had, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like contingency plan. Some senses.
I guess so.
Yeah, shout out to them. It's actually a good... Well, to be fair, contingency plan is probably a better version of that because it's more expansive. But... Yeah, it looks good. Looks good. Does look good. I mean, I like the fact that it's kind of iRobot-y.
Who's in it?
I think Hilary Swank, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Hilary Swank and some robots. A lot of robots. A lot of...
Rose Byrne is the voice of Mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rose Byrne, who's she? Give me a face. In the film.
She's in X-Men.
So that's too big.
She's in... No, she's Moira in X-Men.
Moira.
First Class.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's the bit. Okay, fair enough. Alright, so Moira is the voice of Mother in this one. And yeah, that's a bit weird. I mean, like, I like the concept. Logan's Run sort of thing. Have you seen Logan's Run?
What are you talking about? Have you seen Logan's Run?
Yeah.
It's nothing like Logan's Run.
I mean, if you exclude all the spandex and all that bullshit, Logan's Run.
It's still...
The whole community being raised by one robot.
That's got nothing to do with Logan's Run.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It's on a smaller scale.
No, it doesn't. Not in any scale.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. Have you seen Logan's Run?
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about a guy who happens to be called Logan.
Yeah.
And him running.
Okay.
Away from a society which is built up and the people go boom with lots of violence.
Where's the robots?
Huh?
Where's the robots? You've not mentioned one robot.
Well, they're like automatrons, isn't it? So like they're all over the place.
No. There's no fucking robots.
They're the coffee makers.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, basically, it's the 70s, isn't it? So it wasn't robots, it was like a big booming voice. That's about it. Somebody going nuts on a voiceover. But I would imagine if they were to do it now, it would be with nothing but automatrons and robots.
They had robots in the 70s.
They didn't have good robots, though. Let's be
real. Anyway,
it's
got nothing to do with, or look like, or sound like,
Logan's Run. Well, Logan's Run, if you remember. The concept of it was that the world was depleted outside, and he didn't know this until the end. A spoiler alert for Logan's Run.
I don't think so.
What is that?
I don't think so.
Well, this is what they said, and that's the reason why they live underground. Yes, it's happening now, it's happening now. There you go, there you go, there you go, there it is.
Possibly.
It's exactly what it is.
No, possibly. I don't remember them living underground. They may have.
They did.
But it's got nothing to do with this fucking thing. Like,
it does.
It's completely different.
Basically,
there's one human person in this fucking film.
There's two.
Right, fine. Two. Hilary Swank turns up later. But there's, like, Logan, there was a whole society. There were people, they had jobs, like, people were doing shit.
Yeah, within the underground space.
Yeah, exactly.
In preparation for them to go outside, but apparently outside was all war-torn and fucked, so they didn't go outside.
Maybe, but this has, like, little or no similarities.
It does. It so does. I watched that film back to front and up and down, so... I get what you're saying, though. Huh? It seems like...
it's completely different.
It seems.
That's what I'm saying. It is completely different.
Same film.
The premise of Logan's Run is you get to a certain age and you have to die. And if you don't die, people come looking for you. This is completely different, where, like, the all of humanity is wiped out. And
appears to be wiped out.
Appears. That's why I had the air quotes.
They can't see the air quotes. You won't do a video podcast.
You can hear it in my voice.
You won't do a video podcast. So.
You can hear it in my voice. Anyway, appears to be wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got this one robot looking after the babies.
Mm.
Nothing like Logan's Run. It's completely two different things.
Well, there's a machine. Well, this is the thing. There's a machine that produces babies in Logan's Run.
How can a machine produce
babies? It was
babies?
The 70s.
Listen to yourself.
It was the
listen
70s,
to yourself.
And it didn't explain shit. That's all it was. It's like, when one is born, another one is given. And it's like a rotation thing. So that in order for the babies to be born, somebody had to die underneath the ground. That was the dark part about Logan's Run.
Maybe. Also has nothing to do with this film.
It does.
Nothing.
Basically.
Absolutely nothing.
Anyway. So there's that. But I Am Mother, I like the concept. I just like
do it. Do you, even though you don't understand it?
I do like it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's next?
I don't know, you got the list.
Fuck you, bruv.
You fuck me.
Look. Redacted's going on holiday again, man.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can do the research next week.
Mm-mm.
Bruv.
Mm-mm.
Research is on you next week.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
I told you when I do research, I'm dangerous.
Well, whatever. You're running the show next week.
I'm not running
you
the
are.
Show. You are.
You are.
I'm running the show for now. This is
no.
This show.
You can't decide.
Where is the
to
uptick?
Hijack.
Where is the uptick?
You can't decide.
In value?
You can't decide.
Where gorillas. Beat on your chest and ask it and ask Redacted via Twitter or any other means, where is the production uptick, bruv?
What do you mean, where is it?
Where is it, bruv? This has gone downhill. I'm taking over the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Take it. That's what I'm saying. Look, if you want to run the show, run the show, bruv.
Run
the
show,
bruv. Just see me sit back, relax, and you can deal with the pressure, bruv.
This is no pressure. This is easy.
All right, cool. Next week.
No, bruv, you're doing
it. What's all on you?
For you, bruv.
It's all on you. If it's easy, what are you complaining for?
Just say so.
Something.
You done your list.
Yeah.
And what was on it?
Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
No, it's not.
It's on your list, bruv.
No, that's it. My list is done.
Do you that? Your list is done.
And this is done.
Oh, it's the end of the show then. Alright, cool.
It's not the end of the show. You can't do gorillas like that.
Why?
Because you acted like a bitch.
I acted like a bitch.
You are. You're like, I'm not pouting. You're not pouting. You need to do me pout. No, you do the show. You do the show that next week. You do it next week.
I'm just stating facts, bros.
You're not, bro.
You're not.
I tried to take over the show and I successfully succeeded.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I did.
No, you can't hijack half.
You can't hijack half
a show and then say you successfully took over the show.
What do you mean half a show? You
know, because you're saying it's not finished. Either it's finished and then you.
No,
finished, you successfully took over the whole show. If it's not finished, then you didn't succeed.
Okay, fair enough. What else are we talking about? The only reason why Mr. Shunt has gone overboard with his own research is because of last week.
What happened last week?
Last week, you had like four things.
Yeah, and how long did it last?
Well, it was mainly because I went on the
there
tangent.
There you go.
That's the reason why I was talking about some nature shit in this beginning of this one.
Please.
I'm worried about you, Redacted.
Please.
I'm worried about you. Much like the off dates in my fridge.
Yeah, that's on you, bruv.
Yeah, it's Pete, bruv. I've had to throw away like four cartons of fruit juice. It's not good.
Oh, what's next?
That's it, I'm done.
Just keep it moving, bruv. What's going on?
No. You pick from your list, bruv. Pick from your list.
Nah, that list is dead, man. I'm throwing it in the bin.
Really? So the research that you did was bad. So bad that it can't compete with the stuff that I had.
I didn't say it's bad. It's just... can't bother.
Trash. Become bothered, sir.
Huh?
Become bothered. Do it for the gorillas.
Yeah, next week it's all you, bruv.
Nah, bruv.
Yes.
Not at all. It's 54, bruv. You can't give up so soon.
It's what?
It's 54. If that.
I don't care. I don't care. Okay. Give a shit, bruv.
I said, the rum budget is now going to be slashed. In order for production.
No, because look, my point is, if you want to do it, do it. I'm not forcing you to make me do episodes. But if I'm going to do it, I want to do it. That's all I'm saying. If you want to do it, it's fine. I don't care. You can do it. You can do it.
Redacted, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Huh? You didn't hurt my feelings.
I have.
Huh?
I have.
You didn't hurt my feelings.
I have.
Just wasting my time.
I'm not wasting your time. I've hurt your feelings.
My feelings are not hurt, bruv.
They are, bruv.
No, they're not.
They are.
No, they're not.
They're so hurt, bruv.
Bruv, I told you, I don't care.
Exactly. That's what people say when they're going into huffy puff, bruv. I don't care. I don't care what you have to say, bruv. Do you need it? Come on, get out of it, bruv.
Look.
The mic's hot as well.
I'm not saying I disagree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it just happens to be true.
No, it's not.
It is.
So you haven't got any more?
No, not that part. I mean, the part where I don't care. If you want to host the show every week in perpetuity, then it's cool. Like, I'm okay with that.
I reckon it would be a nice
like weight lifted off my shoulders.
No. What's gonna happen?
But you're doing the research if you're doing it. That's what I'm saying.
What we're gonna do is that we're gonna do a dice roll.
Fuck that shit, bro.
Dice roll.
Just do it.
One that says.
Just do it.
The winner gets the thing, or the loser gets the thing, or whatever. Which fucked up way we wanted it. Yeah. We've argued about nothing.
Just do it, bro. Just do it. You want to do it.
Stop shouting.
I can see it.
A Nike slogan.
I can see it in your face and your eyes and your mouth. You want to do it. So just do it.
I don't want to solely do it by myself.
You do, man. Why are you lying? Why are you lying to us both?
This needs to be a shared activity.
It is. Because I'm not. It's not like I'm not going to turn up. I'm just saying. If you want to do it.
Stop it.
What, bruv? What?
You're doing the teenager thing.
What teenager? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, mum? What are you talking about? That's what you said, bruv. What are you doing? Stop it. Oh, God. So, next week is going to be hosted by Shunt and Kevin.
Fine.
Kevin the teenager.
Fine. Call Kevin, bruv.
Fine. No, Kevin's you, bruv.
I'm not Kevin.
Yeah, the main reason why Redacted doesn't want to do a video podcast is because he's a white teenager with ginger hair. That's the reality. And he says things are unfair in real life.
I never said nothing's unfair.
Okay, let's do the next subject. We're talking about nonsense right now. It's annoying.
You're talking about nonsense.
Why don't I say edit all this shit out?
If you want.
Why not?
Gunpowder milkshake.
Gunpowder milkshake sounds explosive.
Yeah. Action thriller. Mm-hmm. Karen Gillan, Lena Headey, Angela Bassett, Paul Giamatti.
Angela Bassett.
And Michelle Yeoh.
She has to do things after Killing Eve, I believe.
Michelle Yeoh is not in Killing Eve. You racist!
Damn right.
You racist!
They all look the same.
Oh my God. Cancelled, bruv. Cancelled.
He's gonna say it.
Oh, ass is gonna get cancelled, bruv.
Oh God. Nah. Real talk.
Are you gonna host a show if you're cancelled?
I can't. So Michelle Yeoh, she's the one from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, right?
Yes.
The one for Killing Eve or the one for Crash Tiger and Dragon that takes.
That doesn't make it less racist.
I was in the ballpark. And I corrected myself. And it was a self correction.
Because.
And it was nothing.
It wasn't a self correction.
It was. I knew who she was.
How is it a self correction?
Self correction.
When I told you you're being racist.
No, because I knew who Michelle Yeoh was.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You knew it was either one person, one. Asian lady or another Asian lady.
Listen, stop being pedantic. The mind games continue. This is so easy. So easy. It warms me. It's like a fuzzy mush. Oh, so yeah, so Michelle Yeoh, other people, it's good.
Yep.
Action, drama, comedy.
Action thriller, possibly a mother son, mother daughter assassin team.
Oh, if you're done, but not so.
Everything's been done. You just sound like a prick when you say that all the time.
I know. The anger levels get a bit too much. Oh god, this rum is bad, bro. So yeah, next one we're doing sober. I think.
Next one, you're doing. Mm-hmm. And we can do it sober, but you're doing it.
But yeah, lemonade and rum are a bad mix.
I think it's you. Huh?
Not even.
Yeah.
Not even. I just thought it'd be funny if I hijacked the beginning part. And it was. It was pretty funny. And then like, you started to get proper.
It wasn't the beginning part, was it?
Proper difference.
It was like half the thing.
Half the thing. Oh, well, it's
going to
be
edited
out. Don't worry about it.
It's not going to make it less.
Yeah, it is. I thought you didn't need any more lemon. It's in a bit of your... taste of something nectar. Oh, God. But yeah, I think it's good that we do something like this on a regular week. Because we both come from different sort of like walks of life in some sense, like, you know, and we meet in the middle and then we can complain about shit as a collective. Get all our anger, all our angst out in one solid show.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, it's good. Okay. Other than this, like, I reckon me and you would be like on the most wanted list for murking motherfuckers if we didn't vent on such a decorum that we do on this podcast.
Possibly.
Hmm?
Possibly.
Possibly, yeah. Right. You know, that anger building up is not good. So yeah, so gunpowder milkshake sounds good. What else?
Sit.
You motherfucker.
What?
No mailbag.
That doesn't count. Mailbag doesn't count. So I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I can find it.
Oh,
sent from.
Did you notice that Jared Joker for life has followed us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. What do you think of that guy?
Where the fuck do I keep these things?
Hmm? I mean, I think Mr. slash Mrs. Lipschitz. Maybe following us soon as well.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm going to edit this bit out as well, sorry.
Okay. So I have a question from Jared Leto, Joker for Life.
Nice.
Okay. He's asked the question in our patented format of gun to your head, gun to your dick.
Oh, God. Gun to your dick. See, this is the problem. When you have something like that. Okay.
Yeah?
What's
gun to your head, gun to your dick. Would you be a centaur or a merman? He said he would be a merman. Because he likes the sea.
And I assume that... Actually, a centaur... Which sort of centaur are we talking about? Are we talking like a Greek mytholic...
What other fucking centaur is there, man?
There's the centaurs that are in Fallout 3.
I don't know. What do they look like?
They're just blobs that rub around like slugs.
Yeah, that's not a proper centaur. Fuck Fallout for their lion ass bitches, fucking.
Yeah, 76
lion ass centaurs.
Anyway, so.
You're drunk, fuck you.
No. So, centaur, you have a huge, massive horse penis.
Yeah.
Possibly a bow. I don't know why they always roll around with bows.
I mean, I don't think that's part of it, but you can have one if you want.
Yeah, I mean, that seems okay.
Yeah.
Merman seems a bit moist.
I mean, I guess, but if you dry your legs, you can just walk around like a normal person.
No. Assuming you're a merman, or well, just based on what the mermaids get, you would have fins for shoes.
No, but you dry your legs and you walk around like a normal person.
Little mermaid, like we're doing this like by merman, merperson rules.
Yeah.
The only way that you can do that is if you get a sort of like witch to turn your fins into legs, and then.
Are you sure? Have you not seen Splash? Or Splash 2?
What's the rules in that?
You dry your fucking legs and you can walk around. Like, well, this is what I've been saying.
But he has, see, this is another thing. He hasn't given us those parameters. So, if it was a case where Splash rules were involved, then.
I think that's just regular rules.
It's not regular rules.
It is.
No,
fine.
Little mermaid, and you've got another.
I'm going to look up mermaids.
And then you've also got that...
Next week, and then we'll have mermaid rules.
What's that one? That water thing with Guillermo del Toro.
The Shape of Water. He's not a mermaid. He's not a merman.
He is. He's not really. He's just a fish man.
Yeah.
That fucks some people.
And he's got fucking legs.
I'm saying it depends which level of mermaid. Like, but basically, the only reason why I'll go with centaurs...
Alright, look.
You have a horse's dick.
Look, let's imagine it's Splash rules.
Yeah.
So you can dry your legs and you can walk around with legs.
Yeah, but with centaur, you've got four legs and arms.
Yeah.
But then you can't really get any trousers, so your dick's always out. I don't know.
It's your choice.
It's not really a choice, though, is it?
Why?
Would you rather be sort of like incognito merperson?
Yeah.
Or would you like walk around with your dick hanging out all the time?
I mean, who cares?
I do.
I mean,
it's just the practicality of it.
Of like, what? Like, you mean,
like, I would be a centaur. I would be a centaur if I can wear pants.
What if you can't wear pants?
Yeah, putting them on is going to be a fucking nightmare, right?
Exactly.
And then shoes as well.
What fucking shoes? You got horseshoes.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to get, like, tapped.
Yeah, and they probably last you for, like, 5 years or something.
And everyone knows where you can't sneak around. Everyone knows where you are.
Yeah, maybe you can get some special sneaker ones.
Well, like plastic ones.
Yeah, or like some kind of rubber padding or something.
Yeah, and shoes, the cost of shoes will be ridiculous.
Why?
Because you'll have to buy horseshoes, and you have to buy four of them.
So?
I don't know how much horseshoes are going for now, but...
Yeah, but you probably have to buy less pairs in the long run compared to having to buy... trainers or shoes.
This one takes more food than I thought. Splash rules, merman. But if it's just sort of like Little Mermaid rules where you can't speak,
then, yeah, fuck that, because that's just boring.
Then I'll just be centaur. But centaur, well,
fuck the Little Mermaid rules, because that's just boring.
Right, so you got, we're going by Splash and we're going by Centaur. I'll go Centaur, but only if I can find clothes.
You're not gonna find clothes.
I am.
Who's gonna be making clothes? Like you said, how are you gonna put them on?
I've got arms and I've got
legs. Yeah, but your arms aren't gonna reach your back legs, are they?
Oh yeah, wiping your arse as well, that's gonna be an issue. I'm gonna have to shit like a horse. Yeah, Merman with Splash Wars, unfortunately. Yeah, Jerry joke of a life, and thank you for ruining my whole perspective on centaurs. They were fucking majestic creatures before.
Yeah, I blame you, actually.
Mm?
I blame you.
Why?
Because.
Why?
You're the one that ruined it.
What? What? By viewing the practicalities of being a centaur?
Yes.
So?
Yes. It's not in the same levity that the question was intended.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I've got one from Mr. / Mrs. Lipperschwitz, and the question is, it's actually in our format as well. Gun to your head, gun to your dick, / vagina. What's that? What does that even mean?
I think she's saying you're a pussy.
Yeah, What would you rather do? Shit on someone or be shat on?
No comment. Why would you even read that?
It's a shit question, I'm used to it.
Why would you even read that?
As I said before, it's a shit question. No joke, it's not that. In regards to, this is a gun to your head question. In regards to your favourite film, if you could get rid of that for $1 million or £1 million or whatever equivalent money, I mean, for a lot of money, she's actually written that down as well. Which film would you be okay with parting for $1 million? What are your favourite films? So basically, you have to sacrifice one film for $1 million. And it has to be your favourite film.
What, and it's gone from existence, or it's just gone from my memory?
No, it's gone from... Well, it's gone from existence, so as well as all the actors as well.
What, they've gone from existence?
Yeah, when you take away this film.
That's a bit harsh.
No, it's making it interesting, isn't it? There's no stakes, you know, there's no grill, is there?
None. Yeah.
Okay.
I would just not take $1 million.
You're not taking $1 million?
No.
Alright, what about this? To save your favourite person's life.
Yeah.
Same rules.
No comment.
No, just to give us the name of the film. That's all. Huh? It's just the name of the film. What film would it be? Keeping in mind what you're going to do to the rest of the world.
Stuart Little.
That's your favourite film? It's not your favourite film,
bro. For the purposes of this question, yes, it is.
So, thanks to you, you got rid of Michael J. Fox.
He's not in it.
He is. He's the voice of Stuart Little.
No, he's not.
He is.
No, he's not.
You got rid of Michael J. Fox, you fucking heartless bastard.
He's not in that.
Yes, you did.
No, he's not. No, he is not.
I fucking hate you already, bro. So irresponsible in your face. Oh, God. So, let's see. Stuart Little, yeah?
Yep.
God damn it. So, these are the people that you've committed to... You've committed to hell, basically. Jennifer Lipnicki, George Little, fine. Gina Davis, so no longest of goodnight, no...
See, this is why this question is stupid.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You got rid of fucking Hugh Laurie, bruv. There's no house no more. Thanks. Thanks, redacted. No, back
this question's
to...
dumb.
No, it's not. You just got to pick a film. All right, so what about this? Like, we change it from favourite film to... least impactful film. So it's like a Thanos snap, right?
Yeah.
Thanos snap on a film that's shit, that you wish never existed, but keep in mind it's going to kill all of the actors off. Fucking Stuart Little, you fucking heartless bastard. Jeffrey Jones, no fucking Beetlejuice, bro. Ah, so thoughtless. Jennifer Tilly, no Chucky.
Don't care about that.
Yeah, me as well. No Bound.
No one cares about it.
David Alan Grier, that's bad.
I don't even know what that is.
And you know him by face. But he's in a lot of films. He's like a B class actor. And then it goes. Other than Michael J. and fucking. There's a couple people, but. But basically, you got rid of Michael J. and Gina Davis and Hugh Laurie. And Nathan Lane.
The fuck is that?
He's the guy that plays the cat.
Yeah, who the fuck is that?
Nathan Lane, you know who Nathan Lane is.
No, I don't care.
Nathan Lane is the guy that looked like Michael J. Fox if he got fat.
Still don't care.
He is in Modern Family, American Crime Story, Encore. Basically, he would have. He's in the Lion King. See, this is another thing, like, this has ramifications. He's,
You know why this question is stupid?
No.
No more stupid questions.
Okay, so fan a snap on a film that will cause the least amount of damage, you heartless bastard. You know what? You got rid of the Lion King, Birdcage.
Don't care.
The producers, Mouse Hunt, Mirror Mirror, fair enough. Frankie and Johnny. That's a lot of damage, bro, for that one film. Stuart Little, you know, you thought Stuart Little's a minor thing, bro. Nah, bro. So think about
you. Zombievers.
Zombievers. What's that?
It's a film.
It's not a film.
It is a film.
Zombievers, as in Z-O-M.
Yep.
Beavers.
Yep.
B-E. This is going to have ramifications, bro.
It's going to have zero ramifications.
Go into the cast right now.
Zero.
Bill Burr. You're ridiculous.
Is he in that?
He's in it.
Well, I mean, there's got to be at least one casualty.
Nah, bro. Bill Burr, F is for family, huh? Won't do, bro.
He made that first.
Lexi Atkins, Hutch. Yeah, it could be done with. But yeah, Bill Burr and Rachel Melvin. Mm. Right, so we'll revisit that question anyway. A fan or snap on different films. Actually, let's make it more interesting. Gun to your head, gun to your dick. Which film would you get rid of in the same sort of scenario, so in order to save a loved one? Pulp Fiction or See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
What do I get rid of?
Yeah, to save your loved one. Fan of snap.
See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Richard Pryor, you fucking...
No, wait! That's what I was asking.
Fan of snap,
that
bro.
Was a question.
Fan of snap!
That was a question.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
So that is the one you're talking about, Richard Pryor and Thing.
Yeah, Richard Pryor and Mel Brooks. No, it's not Mel. Is it Mel Brooks?
No, I don't think it's. Thinking about
Gene Wilder.
Yeah. And what? They're gone from existence.
I mean, we're taking out a lot of people with Pulp Fiction. A lot of people. A lot of decent films. A lot of shit films, but a lot of great films.
Stupid question.
It's not fan or snap, bro. So I think. Stupid question, because there's consequences to your question. I mean, thank you, Mr. / Mrs. Lipschitz, for the original question. Yeah.
No, fuck you. See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
That's a lot, bro.
Huh?
That's a lot. In fact, you should really check the cast out before you actually say this decision, because you have to think about the films that you're not going to see anymore.
I know who's in Pulp Fiction.
But you don't know who's in See No Evil, Hear No Evil. I mean, like, without Richard Pryor, no Eddie Murphy. It's a lot. Kevin Spacey's in it, so I suppose that's a good snap. Alan North, Anthony Zibidi, Kristen Childs.
See, I made the right choice.
Yeah, it's least damaging. Although you would have basically like ruined comedy for everyone.
Oh well.
Yeah, so anything else?
Nope, that's it. Goodbye.
Cool. Later. Actually, no, we can't end. Although I do need to piss, so.
We can. Goodbye.